This is not like a snow day when you were a kid. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's the warning from President Biden today about the brutal winter storm in the Midwest.
The snow has begun and so have the winds here in downtown Chicago. The temperatures are in the teens and just in a few hours they will be zero. And then overnight go in well into the negatives, back almost down to -8, -9. 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts expected here in Chicago. It's not going to be safe here for the coming days.
Robert Gray of Fox Weather. Blizzard warnings are posted in parts of 10 states. Buffalo, New York is bracing for 3 feet of snow and 70 mile an hour winds. The president has delivered his Christmas message from the White House.
Things are getting better. COVID no longer controls our lives. Our kids are back in school. People are back to work. In fact, more people are working than ever before.
And there are more of us. The population of the U.S. grew by 1,200,000 people this year, largely from international migration, according to the Census Bureau. The country's population now exceeds 333 million. With 18 Republican yes votes, the Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending plan. The House will take it up in the morning.
Even if the House approves the bill ahead of tomorrow night's deadline, there's not enough time to get the bill into proper legislative form for President Biden to sign. It takes days. That's why the House and Senate will approve an interim spending bill to fund the government through December 30th.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol accused crypto fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried has been freed from federal custody. He's released on $250 million bond. He'll have to stay at his parents' home in Northern California, awaiting trial on bank fraud charges for the collapse of FTX. No Santa rally Thursday on Wall Street. The Dow fell 349 points. NASDAQ dropped 233. The S&P 500, 56 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Less than 2 weeks before the new House leadership elections, it's still not definite who the next Speaker of the House will be. The outgoing Speaker says the GOP needs to get it together.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't offering any advice to the incoming House leadership.
They have to have their own vitality about it all, and they do.
Though Pelosi says she is hopeful Republicans will quickly elect a new Speaker on January 3rd.
So that we can get on with the work of the Congress.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy is expected to become the next Speaker of the House, but will need to secure 218 Republican votes. Pelosi is stepping down as House Democratic leader, but will stay in Congress, where she says she expects to keep strong influence. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Florida's Supreme Court has created a grand jury to investigate pharmaceutical companies' research into the coronavirus vaccines. A court hearing in San Francisco today, homeless people and their advocates asking a federal judge for an emergency order to stop the city from dismantling tent encampments on public property. Another lawsuit has been filed over the fatal movie set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin.
Rust Assistant Director Dave Halls is legally taking action against his former boss, Alec Baldwin, over the shooting incident on the set of Rust that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Halls has countersued Baldwin and other crew members, arguing that it was their active and primary negligence that caused the incident. The suit follows Baldwin's legal briefs filed in November that blame armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, prop master Sarah Zachary, and ammunition supplier Seth Kenny for the shooting death. Hall's complaint is part of sprawling litigation started by script supervisor Mamie Mitchell, who sued Baldwin along with 22 other producers, production companies, financiers, and crew members. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.